Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to be our counselor and to give us power to build his kingdom. When you walk in the Spirit, you access the intelligence, the heart, and the will of God.
Amen. And so our topic tonight is comes in the form of a question. Mm. And our topic is, are you on fire for God? Mm. Amen.
Yes, I am.
Okay, it was kind of quiet. Amen. I didn't hear you. Yes, amen. Are you on fire for God?
Yes.
I tell you, yes, thank you. I am too. Amen. I told people I'm not only on fire, I am blazing.
Amen.
For God. Amen.
Oh, that's
I mean, I'm so fire. I mean, you know, it's a difference in a little fire and blazing. Have you seen something that was blazing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. I mean, you can't miss it. Amen. It's just, you know that you have touched something that's hot. Amen. And I thank God that every time a person comes into my presence, they touch fire. How about you?
Amen.
Amen. They just encountered the fire of the Holy Spirit. And I thank God for being on fire for God tonight. So the question tonight is, are you on fire for God? Now, Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy 1:6-8, he said this, "This is why I remind you to fan into flames the spiritual gift God gave you." See, God said, we've been learning that. We learned that we had gifts and we had callings. But God, he's telling Timothy here, he said, fan into flames. In other words, be hot about it. Be passionate about what God has called you to do. See, it's one thing to know what God has called you to do. It's another thing to have passion around that thing. Amen. And I thank God, I am passionate about teaching the word of God. Amen. You can wake me up at 12 midnight. Amen. You can wake me up at 3 a.m. in the morning. Amen. I'm just as hot at 3 in the morning, amen, as I am at 7 o'clock in the evening. Amen. I mean that you can call me at 5 a.m. in the morning. Just give me a time to get my eyes open. Amen. And I'm so hot, sometimes I wake some of y'all up. Amen. 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 Some of y'all that got that 6:30 a.m. call. Amen. Amen. That 6:30 a.m., you know, text or whatever. I call people and text them, and I'm encouraged them to be excited about Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God that he wants us to be on fire for him.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. See, when someone is on fire, they can't sit still.
Right.
Now, let me put some fire on you. Let me see if you can sit still.
Ooh.
Amen. You can't do it, can't you?
Uh-huh.
They are in love with Jesus, and they cannot keep this love to themselves.
That's right.
See, when you're on fire for God and you're in love with Jesus, you want to tell everybody you know.
Yes.
You want to tell at least one person a day, you want to tell somebody about Jesus. Is that right?
Yes, amen.
Because you are on fire. It says they love Jesus, look at this, more than anything or anyone else. Oh, I need to read that again.
Yeah.
See, when you're on fire, you love Jesus more than anything or anyone else. In other words, you're not going to let anybody get in the way of your relationship with God.
Yeah.
You're not going to let any situation. I have seen so many believers, they have a half a trial. Amen. And all Jesus just kind of gets sit to the side, and amen, and they just get focused on their little hurts and their little pains, and oh, somebody hurt my feelings, and all of that, and Jesus just get, you know, let's put Jesus to the side. How many of you ever heard people say, don't make me lay down my religion?
Oh,
amen.
Yeah.
They're not on fire for God. There are many people that say that. Some of y'all have said it just while you're laughing. Amen. Don't make me lay down my religion.
Yeah.
See, if you can lay down your religion, you ain't on fire. Amen.
Amen.
See, I can't lay mine down.
No,
nothing will make me lay down my religion. And first of all, I don't have religion. I got a relationship. And maybe you can lay down religion. But when you got a relationship, because when you're on fire when you're on fire for God, you have such a relationship with him that you let nothing get in the way of that. Amen. Jesus is always in the focus.
Yes.
It says they overflow with hunger
Ooh.
And thirst
yes.
for more of Jesus.
Wow.
When you're on fire for Jesus, you are hungry and thirsty for more. It says not only them for more, but you're overflowing with a thirst and a hunger. It says, what else can I learn about him? Jesus, I know there's more. Yes. I remember as a Christian, and I've been a believer, I told you all, for 44 years, right?
Yes.
And I remember in my young Christian life, I remember going to church religiously. And I remember I was very faithful in the church, and I did a lot of church things. But then I came to a place, and I believe there's somebody else in this room, where that didn't satisfy me anymore.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
I said, it's got to be more to it than this.
Yes.
It's got to be more than getting up on church and putting on your Sunday go to meeting clothes. It's got to be more than singing in the choir. It's got to be more than doing all. Lord, it has to be more. And whenever you come to the place when you ask that question, or you begin to say it has to be more, that means your hunger for God is increasing.
Ooh.
And you cannot be satisfied with mediocrity. You cannot be satisfied with just going to church.
Yes.
But you said there has to be more. And I thank God that one day my thirst and my hunger for God increased to the point that what I had wasn't enough. Amen. It just wasn't enough. I wanted more. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now it says, if there's anything that catches people's attention and causes them to sit up and take notice of what you're saying or doing, it's enthusiasm.
Ooh.
Amen. When I talk about Jesus, I'm enthusiastic.
Yes.
Amen. You know, I can't talk about Jesus and drag and moan and groan. Is that right? Amen. When I'm talking about Jesus, I got a big old grin on my face. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm talking about Jesus, I'm excited about him. When I talk about Jesus, even if I'm tired, I perk up. Amen.
Yes.
When I begin to say the name of Jesus, it's something about the name of Jesus. I don't care what's going on in your life. When you begin to talk about Jesus, you know what? You can't talk about Jesus and stay mad.
That's right.
Come on now. You cannot talk about Jesus and stay upset and aggravated and irritated. Because when you start talking about him, his name begins to change the way you think. It begins to change and it begins to convict you. And you start, it starts to remind you who you represent. Amen. The name of Jesus. And so we should be enthusiastic about Jesus. And I'm looking for some enthusiastic Christians. Amen.
Amen.
I told the Lord one time when I was praying, I said, Lord, if you could give me 20 that's as on fire as I am, Lord, I can take some land. Amen. I can tear up some stuff. Lord, just give me 20. Amen. I remember one person in the Bible said, Lord, I think when Abraham said, give me 10. I said, Lord, just give me 20 that's on fire for God.
Yes.
I said, Lord, I'm going to take it whether they're with me or not. But if you mess around and give me 20 that's on fire, it's gone. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. We're going to take some ground for Jesus.
Yes.
And that's what I want to do. What about you? That's what I want to do. And so you should be enthusiastic. Now, it says the Lord wants and needs on fire enthusiastic followers who love him with all of their heart, mind, and soul. See, you can't be on fire and enthusiastic if you don't love God with all your heart, mind, and soul. Amen.
Yes.
You're going to find it difficult because circumstances of life are going to cause you to turn, amen, and turn it on and turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? How many have turned it on and turned it off?
Oh, yeah.
Amen. One day, you know, I remember as a young Christian, I call myself a roller coaster Christian. Amen. Up and down, up and down. Today, I'm hot. Amen. Tomorrow, you see me. Amen. I may snap your head off. Amen. Praise God. But then you catch me tomorrow. Amen. I'm just on fire for God. And I found that I was allowing life circumstances to dictate my fire.
Yeah.
Am I only one in here? Amen.
No.
I was allowing what people said, and I was allowing what people did or didn't do. I was allowing what people talked about me. Now, you really want to mess up my fire, amen, and quench it. Amen. Just talk about me when I was a young Christian. Amen. Oh, my goodness. If I felt like, and you know what? Another thing that would quench my fire is when people did not approve of me.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. When people didn't approve of me, because I had a spirit of rejection on me. So when I didn't get people's approval, guess what would happen? Amen. My fire would be, it would just be low. Amen. It would be barely flickering. And I thank God. But I've come to a place now, it doesn't matter to me what you think about me, what you say about me, how you feel about me. It is not going to touch my fire. Amen. Because I'm not, I am not, God does not say who I am based on what people say. Okay? God does, you don't define me. That's the word I was looking for. You don't define me.
Amen.
How many of y'all been letting folk define you?
Yeah.
Okay, your friends define you. Your neighbors, amen, praise God. You know, you got some people that if the neighbor holler at their dog, they lose what they got, amen. They'll lose it over just minor stuff. But when you have the fire of God, you are on all the time.
Yes.
Do you know I was taught as a young Christian, they said, now you can't feel, you can't be in the spirit all the time. Did anybody ever get that teaching? Thank you, brother, amen. I knew I wasn't the only one. They said, you cannot be in the spirit 7 days a week. 24, yes, you can too.
Yes,
they
can.
Told me that when I was a young Christian. They said, now, you know, don't be too fanatical now, you know, because you can't be, you know, you can't be in the spirit all the time. And I said, wow. Okay, so what they're really trying to say, you couldn't be in the spirit until you get to church.
Mm-hmm.
Or in a religious setting, that's what they were trying to tell me. But I thank God that I looked in the Word and I found out, I can have the Spirit of God moving and operating in and through me 24/7.
Amen.
Because I need Him. I need Him in my life. You know, it was interesting. The other day I was talking to a believer. And how many of y'all talk, you hear people talk about put on the whole armor of God? How many of you hear people talk about that?
Yeah.
And they tell you got to put your armor on, right? And they tell you what pieces you were supposed to put on. How many of y'all heard that teaching before? And then you make sure you put your pieces on every day. And when you get up in the morning, you put on the armor of God. Is that what they tell you?
Yeah,
amen. So as I'm talking to this sister, and the Spirit of God just raised up in me. And the Holy Spirit said, ask her a question. I said, if you were in a natural war, would you be taking your armor on and off?
Amen.
If you're on the front line, are you going to take your armor off and put it back on? No, you got your armor on and off. You got your armor right there. You got your gun. And come on, you got your gun. And see what I shared with her. She received it and she appreciated it. I said, see, you know, I've been hearing that all my life. And so they would tell you, now get up every day and put your armor on. I said, how about not taking it off?
Amen.
How about sleeping in it?
Amen.
Come on now. But what if the devil hits you at 3 a.m?
Amen.
Okay, whole devil. I got to put my armor on. No, he said, no, have your armor on at all times. That's why if you wake me up at 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm armored up. Hey,
amen.
Come on, devil. I ain't got to put nothing on. It's already on. And you know, if you look in the Bible, it does not say keep putting it on.
No, it says put it on, period.
Period. Amen. But we come up with all these little step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Then we got to, now let me see which piece I got on and which piece I got to put on. I put it on one time. Amen. I'm laying down. Amen. Come on, I got my arm on. I got my helmet of salvation.
Come on now.
I got my breastplate of righteousness. Come on. I got my shield of faith.
Amen.
Come on. I got my word, the sword of the spirit.
Yeah.
I got my feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. I got on my belt of truth because I ain't walking in nothing but word. I ain't got to put nothing on. I'm already armored up.
Right.
Is that good? That was from heaven. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Just put it on and leave it on. Praise God. I thank God for that. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God. Because we'll get into a lot of little sayings and things that people say. Amen. And we'll start repeating because everybody's saying it. So you can't be repeating what everybody's saying. You got to repeat what the Word says. Amen. I thank God for the Holy Ghost because He never revealed that to me like that until she said that morning. And she said, oh, that is so good. I thank God for the Holy Spirit. Look at this. It says, fervent followers of God should be driven by compassion, love, and concern for the sufferings or misfortunes of others.
Yeah.
See, if you're blazing for God, guess what? It's no longer about you.
Amen.
Come on now. If you're blazing for God, it has nothing to do with your little comfort and, you know, make me feel good and, you know, tell me that I'm good and you put your stamp of approval on me and you know, give me a little certificate. And you know, I don't need no certificate. Amen.
Amen.
If you give me one, I thank you very much. Amen. But I don't need no certificates. Amen. I don't need man put his stamp on me. I don't need man to tell me who I am because I know who I am in Christ. See, I'm on fire because not because of what you say, but it's because of what God says.
Yeah.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Because that's how the devil trips a lot of people up. They're sitting around waiting on their relatives to put their stamp on them. And they're trying to wait on their sisters and brothers to put their stamp on them. And their friends and to stamp them and say, you're good and you're this. You cannot define who I am. Only the Lord does that. Amen. Because see, you can tell me I'm all right. And God will say, no, you're not. Come on. He said, man looks on the what? Outward appearance. He said, but I'm looking at your heart. Amen. And see, I can fake some people out if they don't have the Holy Spirit. Is that right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I can fake you out for a minute. Not those that got the Spirit and blazing, I can't fake you out. But those that don't have the Spirit, you can fake them out for a minute. But see, when you are blazing for God, let me tell you something. You know who you are in the Lord. Is that good? Yes. So you're going to have compassion and love and concern for the sufferings and misfortunes of others. I used to be, now you know you're going to find this difficult to believe, but I used to be a very selfish person. Amen. I was a very selfish person. Amen. It was about me. Everything was about me. Everything was about make me happy. Everything. You know, if you were married to me, you better make me happy. It was all about me. But you know, when I began to blaze for God, see, my husband, oh, he's hooked up now. Amen. Because my whole life is about, amen, knowing how I can please him. Amen. I please him and I be the best wife I can be. Now, I'm not trying to get his approval. But I'm loving him and doing what God calls me to do, regardless of what he does. Right. And what I realized was, he said, you reap what you sow. Right. So because I sow so good, I'm reaping it back. Amen. Oh, yeah. Amen. Well, see, so God, when you're blazing for God, it's no longer about you. Mm-hmm. Amen. I thank God because that set me free, because I was really concerned about you humans. I really cared about what y'all thought. I really did. You know, am I cute enough? Am I skinny enough? Am I, you know, am I whatever? Mm-hmm. Okay, whatever. Amen. You know, I don't care. You know, what people think about your outfit, all that don't mean nothing. Yeah, we want to look nice, but you know, all that stuff goes out the window. Mm-hmm. You want to look decent. Amen. You try to hold it as long as you can. Amen. you try to fix it up as long as you can. Amen. You know, because I'm getting older. Amen. And, you know, I'm trying to hold it down. Amen. Amen. But it comes a time, amen, mother time, father time, somebody's time is going to creep up on you, amen. Yeah. Amen. You can only put on so much makeup and you can only pull it back so much, amen. Amen. But the real deal, so if your identity is in who you are, what you wear, what you look like, amen, you can't blaze for God, because if you don't have on the right dress or shoes, you'll back up. So I'm not going to, you know, God, I can't go out today because I'm not, you know, I don't have on the right outfit and I don't have what I need. But when you blaze it for God, none of that matters. Amen. Come on, amen. God. You find something in the closet. You find something. Do you know when you start blazing for God, the Holy Ghost will dress you.
Amen.
Has he ever dressed you? Amen. I'll tell you, the Holy Ghost will be, I'll be sitting up there. Sometimes I don't know what I'm going to wear. And I don't know I'm talking to somebody when I say things. You know, I don't know what I'm going to wear. Sometimes I don't know. And the Holy Ghost will give me the whole outfit. Mm-hmm. Has he ever done that for you? Mm-hmm. And then when I put together, I said, Holy Ghost, that looks pretty good. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Amen. You know, and I thank God. See, when you focus on God, he takes care of all your business. Yeah. Isn't that wonderful? Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. So it says, if you truly yield your heart to the Lord and let him take control. Who's going to take control?
Him.
He's in control of your life. Obey God's word and letting him live in and through you, your heart will burn with his love. Mm-hmm. Now look at the things that it says. There were some prerequisites to be able to burn for God. Not only do you have to get out of yourself, it says, but you have to yield your heart to the what? To who? The Lord. And let him take control. Mm-hmm. Do you know God is in control of my life? Mm-hmm. Amen. I used to want what I want when I want it, and I wanted it yesterday. Do I have any help in here? Mm-hmm. Amen. I was a person that I wanted what I want. But you know what? I'm no longer concerned about what I want. The only thing I'm concerned about is what does he want?
Yeah.
Because whenever I get what he wants, it does always turn out right. Yeah. And he said, and letting him live in and through you. Now let me tell you why this is so powerful. Because when he lives in and through you, you're not trying to make something up. Mm-hmm. You're not trying to be something that you think that you need to be. How many of us, and I know all of us have been here at some point, where you were trying to live up to what you thought God wanted you to be. And do I have any help in you? And then you were trying to be what you thought he wanted you to be. But you know what? I got free when I found out that what he wants me to be, he will be in and through me as long as I just yield myself to him. Amen. And you know what? And that looks different at different times. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't look the same. So what I found, when you are blazing for God, you will never live a boring life. Mm-hmm. Whenever a Christian tell me they're bored, then I know you ain't blazing. Nobody that's blazing is bored. Amen. Have you ever seen a fire blazing and people were bored?
No.
No, they're staring dead at it. Amen. And they're enamored by it. And they're just like, oh, look at that fire. Amen. Amen. So when you blaze for God, you're not bored. Amen. I get up every day with an expectation. Lord, what do you want to do through me today? I don't care if you wake me up at 2 or 3 in the morning to do it. Lord, what do you want me to do? Sometimes God will wake me up and tell me, he said, or he'll tell me to post things on Facebook. I don't post nothing unless the Holy Ghost tell me.
Amen.
Amen. But you know, I noticed something lately. For y'all that are my friends, you can back me up. Amen. I used to post stuff. Amen. I might get me a couple of likes. Amen. All of a sudden, you know what's happening? I'm getting like 20, 35 likes. I say, you better come on, Holy Ghost. Amen. Like. I mean, it'll be a matter of minutes. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
See, but you know why? Because it's the word that's hitting their heart. Because it's not just same old. Amen. I be saying stuff that the Holy Ghost tells me to say. And people just be excited. And then one brother, he come on there and he said, he live in another state. He said, oh, I wish I could come to your Bible study. Amen. And all I did was put the topic on there. Amen. Amen. He said, do you have any tapes? Amen. Amen. He got fired up over a topic. Come on now. But when the Holy Ghost is on it, amen, people want to be a part of it. See, because he wants to burn in and through us. Is that right?
Yeah.
Look at this. It says, this is a crucial decision that every Christian must make to truly give your all. Give your who?
All.
Your all to the Lord. And be willing to be an on-fire, enthusiastic servant of the living God. See, you cannot be on fire if you don't give him your all. Now, you said, well, why is that, Pastor Joyce? Why can't I be on fire? Because you'll keep getting in the way.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, somebody else caught that. Amen.
Yeah.
See, your flesh will keep getting in the way. See, but when you're on fire and you are giving the Lord your all, even when your flesh want to rise up, the Holy Ghost said, mm-mm. Holy Ghost said, don't say anything. Holy Ghost said, don't move on that. See, you'll be out of the way and the Holy Ghost can be blazing through you. You can't do this. You cannot do this without him doing it. You're not. See, I'm not doing this. I'm so glad to realize that because I tried for years. Anybody been trying lately? Been trying to live for the Lord? I mean, I be trying really hard. I'm telling you, I be trying so hard, Angel. I'm like, Lord. I remember when I first got saved, it's like every time I think I got, you know, I used to listen to Dr. Charles Stanley, great teacher. But I used to write down all his steps because he's a steps man. Amen. How many of y'all watch Charles Stanley? Amen. He always has like 6 steps, 7 steps, 10 steps. Amen. I get all the steps down. Amen. I write them all down. Amen. That I try to keep the steps. And inevitably, I miss some steps. Amen. I'm like, Lord, I'm writing these steps down. I'm trying to get this. And see, like, the more I write steps down, the more steps I miss. Amen. I get this week's steps, and then I miss last week's steps. And what I realized was that it wasn't about the steps. He was giving some good teaching, but God was saying to you need the Holy Spirit to know which step when.
Yeah.
Isn't that good? Amen. See, the Holy Ghost will tell you which step. Amen. But if you're trying to come up with it, you'll worry yourself to death. Amen. I used to feel so bad. How many of y'all been through the guilty? You know, just feeling guilty. Lord, I messed up again. And oh, God, you know, Lord, I really want to live for you. And you know, and oh, God, you know, have mercy on me, Lord. And, you know, we spent all this time, you know, just moaning and groaning. He said, just allow me to be me in you.
Yes.
That's so good.
That's
so good. And that's powerful.
Yes.
Yeah, you just, all you do is get up every day and say, no, Lord, now just be you through me.
Just be you through me.
Amen. And do you know when I allow him to just be himself through me? Oh, my God. I tell you, it's not any struggle.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not doing it. He's doing it. Amen. That's right, Linda. It's a way of life. It's not something that you're coming up with. Thank you, Lord, for freedom in Jesus. It says nothing can, not like this word right here. Nothing. What did I say?
Nothing.
Nothing can stop a man or woman who is on fire for God. Oh, God, we don't say anything about that tonight. Did you hear what I just said? It says nothing. If you are on fire for God, Satan can send all the demons he wants. He can send all the devils he wants. He can send all the imps he wants. They cannot stop you. Come on now. Amen. You just burn right on through them demons.
That's right.
You just burn right. That gone devil, you know, because I'm coming through. Isn't that good? Mm-hmm. Nothing can stop you. It says they will keep going no matter what. See, when you're lazy for God, guess what? The fire just keeps on burning. Have you ever seen a fire blaze? Mm-hmm. Amen. It goes and it just keeps jumping, doesn't it? Amen. It just keeps jumping. And everything it touches, that catches on fire. Then it touches something, and that catches on fire. Then it touches something, and that catches. Is that good?
Yeah.
Amen. And the firemen are having a hard time trying to put it out because it is everything the flame touches, it begins to ignite that thing.
Yeah.
Isn't that good? And that's what happens when we burn for God. You burn and nothing stops you. Death.
Come on.
Sickness.
Yes.
I mean, you'll be laying on your sick bed talking to Jesus.
No.
Not complaining. Amen. And I thank God for this because I remember one time, you know, I'm a person, I don't like pain of them. I'm the only one in this room. Amen. Don't give me no pain. Amen. Now I'm good to the pain start. But let me tell you something. But when you know you can begin to talk to the Lord no matter what your situation, when you're in pain, be it physical or spiritual or emotional, you will begin to talk to the Lord in the midst of your pain. And you begin to know, Lord, I know that you're with me. Lord, I thank you for who you are. I thank you that you're all powerful, Lord. I thank you that you're going to get me through this. You said you would never leave me and never forsake me. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for I know that you're almighty. And you just don't let anything stop you.
Yes.
Isn't that good? Yes, because they know they are doing. Look at this. You know why nothing stops a person that's blazing? Because they know they are doing the right thing for the right cause and for the one who is always right. Now, that's good. That's good. I didn't do that again. Amen.
Amen.
So he said, because they know they are doing what? The right thing for the right cause and for the one who is always right. Amen. When you're blazing for God, you know that you are in the will of God.
I thank you for watching Walking in the Spirit. We are here every week studying the Word of God. We know that when we walk in the Spirit, we will mistake-proof our lives. I invite you to join us here at 245 North Root Street in St. Paul, Minnesota at 7 p.m. at Joyce Lester Ministries every Tuesday night. Why don't you join us and bring a friend? God bless.